as she spoke my name. For tears to my eyes, my heart filled with shame.
Heaven!
Praying.
Yeah, listen.
Praying for someone like me.
Heaven!
I was walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the burden I'd known. I had noticed a church that was near. Hear a sound from within, seemed to fill the air. They were praying,
yeah,
a sound that the world seldom hears.
What?
The children that God loves so dear. Outside in the darkness, I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees. Praying, praying for someone like me.
Tell you what, buddy, Jesus said in Luke 18:1, men ought always pray and not faint. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, pray without ceasing. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth. You know why I pray? Because I got faith. I got faith because I believe the Word of God and I believe the God of the Word. And I thank God for prayer. Amen. Prayer makes a difference. Jesus told his disciples one day, man, they was trying to cast the devil out. And they couldn't get it cast out, and he come down and cast that devil out, and they said, why couldn't we do that? And he said, this kind cometh by prayer and fasting.
Amen.
I tell you what, you take prayer and fasting, put them together, and I tell you what, they come even more powerful. But I'll tell you what, buddy, prayer is powerful. The Bible said it'll bring down strongholds. I mean, buddy, it'll turn the devices of the enemy upside down. You seen that in a Sunday school lesson. Elisha prayed. And said, Lord, smite them with blindness. He led them 12 miles. Showed kindness to them. They wanted to hurt him. But he prayed a loving prayer. Amen. I appreciate the singing this morning. Appreciate Brother Richard and Brother Noel. Open up your Bible, please. Psalms chapter 34. My favorite, one of my favorite psalms. Psalms chapter 34. See what I got here note wise here. Psalms 34. Our Sunday school lesson brought out verse number 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them. But verse 8, our text verse, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there's no want to them that fear Him. Young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And now we'll stop our reading right there. I really just want to use verse number 8. But it all looks so good, I couldn't see no place to stop. If we want to preach today, a life without Jesus is not worth living. And a lot of people are living that kind of life today. We'll go to God in prayer and do our best to preach about our Savior. Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, through lips of clay, that Lord, You'll bless our efforts today. For certainly, Father, I don't want to ever think I could do anything apart from You. You told Your disciples, You said, without Me you can do nothing. And so many people today are doing nothing because they're trying to do apart from You that which needs to be done by the hand of God. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me, and I pray for that today. I pray You'll lead me, Father, today in the paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. Don't let my tongue wander any way other, Lord, than Your way. May You censor the words, Father, that I speak today, that You may be honored and glorified in all that's said. And I pray, dear Father, today, knowing Your Word says that Your Word will prosper in the thing it's sent to do. It will not return void. But I pray, dear Father, today that that Word may find a lodging place, dear Father, today in a troubled soul in our midst today. May it, Lord, I pray, be a blessing to those that know the Lord. May it feed and satisfy their soul today. And I will thank You and praise You and ask these things in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. There's a young lady coming to the service tonight. I was hoping she'd be here this morning. And that was about all I could do was hope for that. She's coming tonight. But that young lady, she was broke down on the roadside. And I was going to meet a guy real important like. But I felt really that I needed to do a U-turn. Her emergency flashers were on. And I went and turned around the middle of the road and pulled up behind this young lady. Unknown to me is Leah's cousin back there. But I walked up to the car, the young lady in the car there, and as she rolled her window down, I said, "Have you got problems?" She said, "My front tire's blowed out." And I looked down and I said, "Yes." I said, "It looks to me like it didn't have no air in it because the sidewall literally wore through," and I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. But I said, "Have you got a spare?" She said, "No." I said, "Have you got a jet?" She said, "No." "A lug wrench?" "No." I said, "How can I help you?" She said, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, I promise you one thing, I am going to help you." And I went to meet with this guy I was supposed to meet with because I wanted to be a man of my word. I done told him I was on my way. And I said, "I don't know what your plans are, but there's a young lady broke down out here on the side of the road. If you're not too busy, I'd like to get you to help me. And if you are busy, you go do whatever you need to do because I feel like I need to help this young lady." I had no idea how all this was going to work out. But anyway, I went up there. He went with me. And I told her, I said, "We're going to help you." I said, "Somehow or another, we're going to find a tire for you and get you back going." And I stuck my head in the window. I said, "What's your name?" And I guess she was scared, and I couldn't blame her for that, looking at a mug like mine. She said, "My name's Jessica." And I still call her Jessica, but I found out when she gave me a piece of paper at the end that her name was Tristan. But, you know, she was being safe there. She said, "My name's Jessica." She didn't know how it was all going to go neither, I guess. But anyway, when she told my name was Jessica, I said, "Jessica," I said, "honey," I said, "are you a Christian?" And I seen in her eyes, and I say this because being a man of God, I don't know how else to say it. I could see that her answer wasn't a confident answer. And she said, "Well, I go to church every now and then." And I looked at her, "No." And I said, "Jessica, life without Jesus ain't worth living." Amen. And I looked in her eyes, but in the dam broke, Sophia. Now, I mean, tears started streaming down her face. And I knew God had spoke to her just then. And I said, "Honey," I said, "the Lord loves you." I said, "It's not us helping you, it's Him." I said, "It's Him more than us that's helping you today, but He's going to help you." We did help that young lady. We found a guy that was willing to stay open long enough. We got them two tires off, got her two better tires than them, not in tread, but at least they held air. And the guy with me, he filled her car for gas. I'm supposed to give her some money. But anyway, she got on the road. She gave me her name, her number, and her address, and I still got it in treasure to this day. But I'll tell you one thing, she sent word back to us through Leah, and she said, "Tell them men that they done born, help me with my car. We'll find out tonight. If you come back tonight," she's coming tonight, "we'll find out what that means." And I say that I'd rather her say it than me. But I told her life's not worth living without Jesus. And I'll tell you what, the world needs to know that. There's so many people today that are going through the motion of life and missing the whole meaning of life because the Bible said, "In Him we live and have our being." Amen. You won't get too far without Jesus. Amen. And I know some people are determined, Brother Melvin. Some people are determined. What was it, Frank Sinatra wrote that song, Brother Howard? "And I did it my way." Oh, me, I've met a million people like that, Molly. I've even heard people, Sophie, that said, it's my life.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever I please.
Yeah.
Job said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
I tell you what, buddy, He holds my breath in His hand and I know it.
I do too.
Amen. Yeah. I tell you right now, buddy, He's got the ability to give me length of days, or He's got the ability to cut them off, Sister Carolyn. Amen. Yeah. I like to be on the blessing side of Him, amen. But the world, the Bible said the world, by wisdom, they knew not God, amen. That ain't all of it. The Bible said the wilderness was foolish with God, and He winked at it. And He commanded men everywhere to repent. I don't know how in the world we have so many burning offering calls. Altar calls, we'll have one here at this service. But that's not a suggestion, that's a commandment to repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll perish. God commanded men everywhere to repent. Amen. But men are, I don't know, and I'm a man myself, I guess I can say this, but men are determined to live a life apart from Him. And life without Him is not worth living. The Bible said in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, that we're complete in Him. I've done a Wednesday night service. One night over at Bethel, my pastor asked me, he said, you want to do the Wednesday night service next week? And man, oh man, I ain't never been real spiritual and still ain't today. But it just so happened that night that I read that chapter there of Colossians there. And when I did, my pastor jumped up and shouted all over the place. And I thought, well, what in the world was it? He said, I've been told all my life, I've been missing something, I need something. They told me, I said, I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I need to be speaking in tongues. He said, glory to God. He said, I'm complete in Him. He said, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't lacking nothing. I ain't come behind in nothing. Yeah, man. I'm complete in Him. Man, that don't bless you, blesses me, amen. There's some people going through this life looking for something, and I tell you what, they're looking for something they don't need, because they've already got everything they need in Him, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Man, I don't like missing out, Dickie. I'm glad, praise God, I didn't have to go no further to Him and get everything I need. Wouldn't it be something if you went out there at Walmart and you said, I want this, and this, and that, everybody even paying for it? That's the way it is with Him. Man, He freely gives us. The Bible said He'll supply all our need out of His riches and glory. And I tell you what, I just love Him to death because, praise God, He met my need. He saved my soul. I'm complete in Him, amen. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, amen, the author and the finisher of our faith. You don't have to look no further than Jesus, amen. We got so many people today, Brother Melvin, they're following the preacher. If the devil would bring that preacher down, it'd be a domino effect and it'd all fall.
Amen.
Don't look to Brother Eddie. Good grief. I wouldn't waste my time looking at someone pitiful me. Look to Jesus. Amen. I tell you what, as many as look to Him. Glory to God, the Bible said He appeared a second time without sin unto salvation. I'm telling you what, just look to Jesus. Amen. You won't be disappointed. I tell you what, John, he sent to Jesus. John's in prison. I may be in prison before it's over with. You may be too. World has their way, we'll all be. But John's in prison. John sent to Jesus, and he said, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Glory to God, Jesus said, go tell John that the blind see and the lame receive their healing, and the dead are raised to life. He said, don't worry, John, I'm healed, amen. You are the winner. I'm the one that's promised. I am the Messiah. I've got the credentials, glory to God. I do the works of God. Hallelujah. Listen, you may not understand it. I may not understand it, but understand this. You don't have to look no further than Jesus to find all you need. Amen. They sent men to arrest Jesus in John chapter number 7, verse number 32. And they returned without Him. And they said, why didn't you bring Him? All they could say, listen, I get blessed every time I think about this. But all they could say was, never a man speak like that man. I mean, how do you describe Him? Man, oh man, the words don't go there. I mean, glory to God, somebody called me a fanatic, rightly so, I still am and always will be. But I'll tell you what, buddy, you there's something about Him that everybody needs. They sent them men to arrest Jesus. They were arrested by Jesus. They come back without Him. And all they could say was, never a man speak like that man. Man, that's about the way it is. Man, He spoke peace to my soul. He spoke saved from my lost condition. And I'll tell you what, I've been going and telling everybody about this man. Saul was changed to Paul on the road to Damascus on Acts chapter 9 when he ran into Jesus going to death. And never a man spake like he spake to Paul, and he became, instead of Saul, he became Paul, amen. And I'll tell you what, he said, Lord, what would you have me to do, amen. Hallelujah. They brought Jesus to Pilate to judge Jesus. Pilate said, I find no fault in Him. That's because there's not any. John 18:38. John 19 verse 4, I find no fault in Him. John 19 verse 6, I find no fault in Him. And in Matthew 27 verse 24, He said He washed His hands and said, I'm innocent of the blood of this just man. Amen. Man, they want to get Jesus. There's some people today, I don't know what to call them, but they paint themselves at these ball games and they love the Lord, and somehow or another they put a cross on them. And they had to take time, Molly, and airbrush that out because they didn't want to offend no one. And they airbrushed that cross out because, you know, we're living in a tolerant society. They're tolerant everything but Jesus, Sister Gail. But I'll be honest with you, they found out how wrong they was. They had to put the cross back in there, amen. That Tebow, they say they don't understand why he's so popular. All he does is bow his knees and say, thank you, Lord. Tell you what, God will bless that. Amen, Sister Molly. You acknowledge Him, He'll acknowledge you. Man, I'm telling you what, when the Bible said when a man's ways please the Lord, He maketh even His enemies to be at peace with Him. Amen. I'll tell you what, buddy, no one of them men said never a man speak like that, man. They didn't get in trouble. Amen. Pilate said, I find no fault in Him. He didn't get no trouble. But he was in a political dilemma because Israel said, if you let this man go, he said, you're not no friend of Caesar's. He's in a political dilemma. That's what's going on today. They're in a political dilemma. They don't know what to do. Because I'll tell you what, they hate Him, but they hate Him without a cause. They hate Him today. There wasn't no room for Him when He showed up. But they brought a woman to Him that was taken in adultery. The Bible said in the very act, let me say, she was as guilty could be in John 8 verse 4. Oh, what a sinner. Can you imagine, Sister Margaret, if they brought a young lady here this morning, right in the middle of our service, and just threw her down right here. He said, what kind of church is this? This woman's an adulterer. We called her an adulterous act. We called her in the very act and threw her right down here at the floor. He said, what do y'all think about that? I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd take that coat right there I got and I'd cover up with it. And I'd pull her up and I'd love her. You know what Jesus did? I'm just glad they brought her to Jesus, Sister Carolyn. They brought her to anybody else, they'd have stoned her. Amen? Amen. Jesus sat down and just act like they wasn't even there. And boy, they had that righteous indignation. I've seen it too, Brother Noel. I've seen it. You know, holier than thou. My wife told me one day, and she's my wife, I guess I can talk about her. I love her. She's thinking about coming tonight. I hope she does. I'll go get her if she wants to come, Keith. My wife told me one day, she said, I ain't like you, I don't sin. I said, you need to read your Bible, young lady. The Bible said if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, the truth's not in us. But if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just forgive us. Now sometimes people, and there are people that teach this, that they get sanctified, they rise above sin. Unfortunately, the Bible said there's none righteous, no not one. There's none that doeth good, no not one. All of sin comes short of the glory of God. And according to the Bible, I'll tell you one thing. You better thank God for Jesus. Because the Bible said He come to this world to what? Save sinners. Amen. He saved me, Brother Richard. Man, I'm not just saved, I'm satisfied. Man, oh man, oh man. You kick dirt on me all you want to. Man, the blood of His Son Jesus. The Bible said cleanseth from all sin. Amen. And I'll tell you what, the Bible said, my little children, I would that you sin not. But if you do, I got a lawyer. Bible said I got an advocate with the Father. You know what He does? He goes up there and He said, that belongs to me. I'll take care of it. Let's put it on my account. He starts dealing with me. I've been chasing the Lord. Y'all may not have, but I have. Oh, yeah, I've been to the woodshed, amen. And I tell you what, I said, I'll be good. Amen. I'll go ahead and laugh all you want to. I've been there more than once, amen. And it don't take too long, Lord, to get my attention. Brother, listen. Oh, they brought her to Jesus. Oh, what a sinner. But, oh, what a Savior. Amen. Let's not miss that. Oh, God. I wish we could all be more like Him. I catch myself having an eye of judgment. I'm not fit to judge. I catch myself from time to time thinking somebody deserves what they get. And I realize I've been spared what I deserve. And I wish I had an eye like Him, that I could look beyond my judgmental ways and look in the merciful eyes of the One that hung on the cross and had to spit. And I tell you what, the crown of thorns on His brow that had been beaten, the Bible said His vestige was marred more than any man that on that cross, if they could have killed Him, they would have. But He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down on the cross. He said, Father.
Amen.
Forgive them.
Amen.
And how true this statement is. They know not what to do. Man, I tell you what, I wish we had enough sense to know better, but we don't. And they crucified the One that came down to save them. But rightly so, it had to be. Jesus said there was no other way. He said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. And the Bible said the Lord laid on Him the sin of us all. And He took it and bore it to Calvary. Amen. Amen. I never did really understand why Jesus on the cross made the statement, my God, why has thou forsaken me? When I first got saved, that scared me to death, Keith. But the Bible said, He who knew no sin
Amen.
Became sin for us, that we might be made the righteous of God in Him. But not just that, if you'll open up your Bible to Psalm chapter number 22, verse number 1, you know why He said that statement. He declared who He was. He quoted that very verse of Psalm 22, verse number 1. It says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And I'm telling you, the Bible says that God's a purer eyes than to look upon sin. And He became sin for me. Amen. Someone said that Jesus had an adulterous affair with Mary Magdalene, had children. As a matter of fact, the Mormons teach that. How pathetic. And you know, they've laid a lot of charges to Him. I'm glad we got a Bible to back and defend what He did. Matter of fact, the Bible says that He went about doing good. But let me say this about Mary Magdalene. She's at the tomb of Jesus. You know what she's doing? They've killed her Lord. She's looking for Him, Margaret. I'm just going to guess she don't want to live no more because the only one that really cared about her was Jesus. Everybody else may have forgot about Jesus, but Mary Magdalene ain't. The Bible said in Mark chapter 16 that He cast out 7 devils out of her. I thought about that. I thought the book of Proverbs chapter 6 mentions 6 sins that God said that He hated. He said 7's an abomination to Him. Now, I don't know if any of them was some of the devils she had, Vicki. But I know one thing, she loved Him, boy. I mean, she wants to get as close to Him as she can. They've got a big stone rolled up there. But here she is, Mary Magdalene. Her love is manifested, Gail. All the one ever cared about, they crucified Him, laid Him in a tomb, and here she is, she's at the tomb, she's weeping. Angel shows up and says, why weeping? He's not here, He's risen. Man, oh man, glory to God, I'm glad He got up. Hallelujah. He said, dry them tears up, He ain't here, He's risen, amen. But I want you to know, buddy, she didn't want to live without Jesus. And she's at the tomb, amen. And she's dead. And I'm telling you, her faith cannot be healed, amen. All 4 of the Gospels, Carolyn, record Mary Magdalene. Oh, Jesus said, who'll love me the most? He has been forgiven of much, and He's been forgiven a little. Here's Mary Magdalene. She's had 7 devils. He cast them out. Man, she ain't got devils no more. She's got love of God. Amen. Here she is. She's seeking her Savior. Here she is. She's at the tomb. She just wants to get close to Him. I wish we had a Mary Magdalene spirit. Amen. Her search is rewarded. She goes from the lowest low to the highest high. He appears unto her. Amen. John 20, verse 11. She's there where he's laying. And I tell you what the angel said, fear not. He's not here, he's risen. And I tell you what, she saw Jesus standing, verse number 14 of St. John chapter 20. She sees Jesus standing, she don't know who he is. She thinks he's a gardener. She says, tell me where you've laid him. I'll go take his body away. She said, I just want him. And glory to God, he speaks to her. She's sick in Jesus, Brother Richard. And there he is standing. She thinks he's somebody else. But boy, when he speaks to her, she says, Rabboni, which means master. You know what he said, William? He said, Mary. He said, my sheep know my voice.
Amen.
He said, I know their name. He called her Mary. She knew who it was, Leah. She said, master. She said, I've been looking for you. I didn't want to live without you. I'm glad you don't have to live without Jesus. I'm glad you can take him home with you. If you ain't ashamed of him, you can take him everywhere you go.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. He said, you'd be ashamed of me. I'll be ashamed of you. I ain't ashamed of him, Gail. I'll ride down the road with him. Praise God with him. Amen. And people say, that guy's crazy. And I say, you're right, but the right kind. Amen. I don't need a straitjacket. I don't need to be in the mental house. I need to be in glory to God in God's house. Amen. There's nothing that means more to me than him. Amen. Yeah, I'm crazy. Paul said he was a fool for Christ. Guilty. Hey man, I'm guilty, Brother Richard. I'm the craziest ever has been about Jesus. You mention his name or something in me does flip-flops, cartwheels, and I'll tell you what, I just can't even express myself. Hey man, he spoke to her, Brother Melvin. He called her by name. He said, Mary. Nothing else need to be said. Margaret, she said, Master. Rabboni.
Yeah.
You know what he said? He said, touch me not. You know why he said that? Because she came running. Amen. You know what I mean? If you got a hot pan in your hands and the grandkid comes running, you say, hold on a minute, let me put this pan down. Then I'll take you up. He said, don't touch me yet. I ain't ascended to my Father.
Right.
He's got to go up in the Holy of Holies. He's got to put his blood on the mercy seat.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to make atonement for our sins to God in heaven. And he went into the Holy of Holies and he offered that blood and God saw it and God said, there remains no more need for sacrifice. He said, I'll accept that blood. It's the precious blood that Peter said of the Lamb of God that took away my sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead and say whatever you want to about Jesus. I'm sorry. I didn't say that what I meant to say. Go ahead and say what you want to about Eddie Wade. But don't say nothing about Jesus. I was in the break room at R. Donnelly's. I worked there for 32 years. Brother Noel, I was minding my business. Reading my Bible. Right in the middle of everybody grunting. And you know, who's he think he is in there reading his Bible? And this guy coming in the break room. He bought a car off a brother of mine. When I say a brother of mine, he's my brother because he's saved. And you know, a car's all like politicians. You never know if you're going to get a good one or not. And brother, this guy here, I found most of this out after the fact. But this guy got this call for this guy. And he's in there in the break room and he's mouthing about this brother of mine. And for lack of better words, I felt like I really didn't need to get involved. And he just kept on and on. He said this, he said that, and I just minded my business, read my Bible. And he talked about the transmission went out. And listen, cars are like that. They'll do it. My car will probably tear up on the way home. My house is probably burning right now. Either one of them's not relevant. I'll be honest with God, give me a better one. But anyway, this guy said, and I thought he was a Christian. And that was the last straw, Brother Howard. I closed my Bible. I said, buddy, you hold it right there. I said, you leave Jesus out of it. You say what you want to about him. I'll say his first name, Gary. I said, you say what you want to about Gary, but you leave Jesus out of it. Brother Burke Rim cleared out, Brother Bobby. There wasn't nobody but me and this guy right here. And then I'll tell you what, I every now and then I get a little in over my head. And I thought, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to convince this guy. He ain't going to talk about my Savior. And he said, buddy, I want you to know I'm sorry. He said, you're right and I'm wrong. He said, I should have just been about the car and the guy, nothing about Jesus. And I said, that's exactly right. And I tell you what, those men, they had more respect for me after that day. The Bible said the righteous are bold as a lion.
Yeah.
Every now and then I get a little too bold, I guess. I don't know. And I tell you what, I stopped one time at Shell Station. get some gas. And I went back there to get me a bottle of water. I was going to preach on the public square there in Glasgow, Kentucky. And this guy come in there, he's twice as big as I am. He's got on a big leather jacket. He's riding a big Harley Williams. He walks up to me, he's seen him signs on my car. He said, "Are you telling me the party's went out in hell? Or the party's been canceled in hell?" I said, "Yeah, buddy." He said, "You mean to tell me I can't take my women down there and have a big time?" I said, "Yeah, that's right." And I just kind of brushed it off. I started out the door and it got bigger than me, Brother Hyde, and I went back in and I said, "Hold on a minute, buddy." I said, "No, I was wrong." I said, "The party's not been canceled." He said, "Oh, they're still having?" I said, "Yeah, they're having a screaming party." I said, "You sure you want to go?" He said, "Hold on a minute, buddy." He said, "Hold on." He said, "I'm a Christian. I just pulled his string a little bit. I just want to see if he had any salt about you." The Bible said if the salt's lost its savior, it's fit for nothing to be trodden underfoot. Amen. Good for nothing to be trodden underfoot. I finally got the best of me. I went back in there, even as big as he was. And I was kind of glad that he was of that kind. They didn't kill me and go kaboom. But he said, "Hey, buddy, I'm a Christian too." He said, "I just pulled his string a little bit, see what you're made out of." But I'll tell you what, buddy. He spoke to her. She ran to him. And let me say this morning. Maybe you're here this morning. Now, I didn't get saved. I was 34 years old. And I can truly say this morning that life is not living. Life is not worth living without Jesus. The only regret I've got, Brother Richard, is I wished I'd got saved earlier. I still remember at age of 18 years old, my grandfather, Sister Gail, coming up there to me in my backyard, and I'm sitting there with my shirt off in my field, drinking a big past blue ribbon, a big long neck brown bottle of past blue ribbon. I still remember seeing my grandfather come up the backyard, and I tried to put that bottle behind me, and I said, "It's too late." And I just held it out there, and here he come. He had glasses that thick, Keith. He made his eyes look this big around. He made them tears run down his cheeks. Boy, looked twice as big. Looked like cannonballs going down his cheeks. He walked up to me and he said, "Horsefly." He said, "I've been a-praying for you." He said, "I sure wish you'd get saved." And I'm sitting there in the back of my mind, Carolyn, God should have sent a bolt of lightning to me. I'm sitting there in the back of my mind, "Papa Ed, I'm 18. What are you thinking? Maybe when I'm 81, but not now." But my grandfather, he begged of me. He said, "Horsefly, I wish you'd get saved." And I said, "Papa Ed, I appreciate, you know, you want me to get saved, but I'm just not ready. You know, like some of you, I'm just not ready." You know what my grandfather told me? He said, "If you ever change your mind," he said, "I don't care what hour of the day it is." He said, "You come down here to my house." He said, "I'll personally introduce you to Jesus." Mm-hmm. And I thought, anytime I want to, I can get saved. It wasn't too long. My grandfather graduated this life, went to be with the Lord, and I thought, within myself, in my despair, I thought the only person that ever really cared about me was my grandfather. Now he's gone. But you know what? He wasn't the only one. Jesus cared about me, Margaret. He sent a little boy to me. My little boy came up to me and he prevailed when my grandfather didn't. Got me in church. I heard the preaching of the Word of God. I repented of my sin, received Jesus by faith. But you know what? When I get to heaven, my grandfather, he's still going to introduce me to Jesus. He's going to say, "Horsefly, come here a minute. I got something I want you to meet." I was really sad about the fact. I thought my grandfather, all he wanted was just to introduce me to Jesus.
Yeah.
And I should have had enough respect for him, let him at least try. And I wouldn't even go down there.
Yeah.
The glory of God, God's going to give to him anyway,
yeah.
Sophia.
That's
I'm going to get up there to heaven. He's going to say, "Horsefly, come here a minute. I got something I want you to meet." You know what I'm going to tell him, Brother Melvin? I'm going to say, "Papa Ed, you's right. Life without Jesus ain't worth living."
Amen.
Some of you have been thinking about getting saved. You've been wondering about being saved. I'll tell you what. Oh, taste and see. Why not? Why not try? The Lord said, "Try and prove me." Father, I pray, dear Father, today that you've whetted someone's appetite today for eternity. And I pray for those that are saved, that Lord, their mind to go back to that day when the storm come crashing down upon them. And they cried out like Peter, they were singing, said, "Lord, save me." And the Bible said, "You immediately stretched forth your hand and saved him." I pray, dear Father, today they'd be reminded of that moment that grace was given. And I pray, Father, for those today, Lord, in the valley of decision, that it went beyond the appointed time, they're in danger of judgment, even today, may be consumed in the flames of hell. Because, Lord, they will not let you be their Lord. I pray, dear Father, today you'll give them a hunger and a thirst for you. May they break the binds that's holding. May they break loose from Satan that's trying to kill them and death that's trying to lay claim. And may they run to you, Lord, and get a refuge for their soul. I thank you and praise you for whatever you do. Ask you to help us in this invitation in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Thank you, Brother Richard. I'd like to ask musicians if they would come up here and help us. Listen, I'll tell you right now, you can't go wrong with Jesus. I'll tell you right now, He's the only one in this world that really does care about you. Really does want to help you. You can trust Him. You can trust Him. You can take Him at His Word. You can find out, buddy, He's got what you need. That woman, that issue of blood, she said, if I can just get to Jesus. Listen, if you can just get to Jesus, you can find what she found. The Bible said she'd went to many physicians, suffered many things, knew nothing, grew nothing better, but rather worse. But she said, if I can just get to Jesus, she said, I can be healed. I promise you this, if you can just get to Jesus, you can get healed. You're to come right now. Not even wait for these guys to scream. Strum their instruments. Not wait for Brother Melvin to sing. You'll just come right now. Brother Eddie, I need to get to Jesus. My life ain't worth living because I'm living a life apart from Him and it's empty. Come on. I'll plead with you. I'll point to you. I'll point you to Him.
181.
I don't have nothing to offer. I'll tell you right now, all I offer is Him. He's able to save to the uttermost, from the guttermost, all that come to Him. Go ahead, Brother Mel.
Just
like you are. Don't clean up. Don't change. Come to Him and let Him change you. Let Him clean you. Let Him clean you. And He cleaned me, Marvin. He cleaned me and worked it on. He's not ashamed of me no more. I'm ashamed of what I was when He found me, but I'm glad He cleaned me up. Won't you come this morning? Give Him the reward of His suffering. Give Him the joy that was set before Him. That He can say you're forgiven. You're saved. Go in peace. He come to give you life. That you might have life. And have it more abundantly. Why not find that life that God's got for you today? I ain't no great preacher. I'll tell you one thing. You're going to make a great mistake. If you miss heaven, if you don't let Him have His way, you're going to make a great mistake. That is one thing about hell. It's so bad. You got an eternity to regret the turning down of heaven. And all the time you said no to the Spirit of grace. You're like Agrippa, said not today. You're like Felix, that said when I got more for me this season, maybe, but not now. I'll tell you right now, buddy. You ought to come. Come on! Run down here. Get somebody by the hand and say, take me. Get somebody by the hand and say, go pray with me. I'll tell you right now, buddy, the Lord's here. He's here. Oh, Lamb of God, are you coming? Come on. That's a pretty big man. I know it because I do. I was a wimp for 34 years, but one day I became a man. I stepped out like a man. I come down to God as a lost man. I'm a saved man. Step out. Be a man. Come on. I don't know what you're waiting on, but I'll tell you one thing. It's like the tunnel rushing through late. One of these days, it ain't going to be one. Come on. Come right now. I'll pray with you. I can't save you, but I'll tell you what, I can pray with you. I'm like my grandfather right here. I'll introduce you to Jesus. He'll take you. He'll take you just like you are. The Bible says all that come to Him, He'll know my son will. He's able to save. He will save. He wants to save. I'll tell you one thing. James said you have not called yes. You got to call upon Him. It's rich in mercy. Brother, call upon Him. Have you got a day when you tell that's the Lord to save it? If you don't have a day, why not today? Why not get it on the register of heaven? Why not get your name in the book of life? You see another blood of Jesus? Why not go home with the victory and the peace of God? The past is all understanding, and you may not be able to explain it, but I'll tell you one thing, you get what's actually. It's God's gift. He died to give it. Father, please. I pray you'll take up where I can't go no further. May you arrest someone right now with such conviction, Lord, they won't be able to withhold coming. I pray you will. In Jesus' name. Amen. for all of you this morning. I only know about Facebook. And I went to Bethel Baptist Church's website this morning. To my surprise, down at the very bottom of the page down there, it had not anyway Facebook comment. It showed a picture of all my family. I don't know anybody. But I touched in there, and I thank God for Bethel Baptist Church. It was there I heard the Word of God. It was there I repented my sin. It was there I got saved, April 27, 1988. And I couldn't post that comment. I'm glad there's a place I can claim. I can go back to when praise God I met with Jesus. Then I got fixed up. I had an extreme makeover. Yeah, I'm different now. But I'll tell you what, I'm the right kind of different. Amen. I mean, but I don't go the place I used to go. One reason I don't is I don't want to go. But another reason I don't go, I don't want to shame him. I know he had to come a long ways. He had to reach way down. Save a wretch like me. I'll tell you what now. I walk alongside him, brother. I walk with him. I talk with him. I fellowship with him. He fellowship with me. Amen. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Well, I'll tell you what, it was a good time this morning. Get saved. Maybe somebody got something on your heart. Might be significant. I saw a guy get saved one time. What'd you guess this, Soviet?
I am a Christian.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
And absolutely yesterday I had a perfect day. My nieces came to visit me from in eastern Kentucky. They couldn't come on my birthday. And they came and we had a good time together.
Amen.
And then when they left, I wept when they left.
Amen.
I just couldn't sit there and see them leave because I know I'm not going to be here. But I do know I'm a Christian.
Amen, Sister Sophia.
And I pray that the people that think I'm not, that I am a Christian, that I will meet them in hell.
That's right. Amen. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's what Sophia said. She said, I am a Christian.
I am a Christian.
Amen.
I've been a Christian for a long time.
Amen.
More than the last rest of you
even. Amen. Louis Arnold's preaching up here in this neck of the woods. I heard on King and King's radio. He's 98 years old. Preaching. I don't want to live to be 98 years old, but if I do, Carol, I'm still going to be preaching. Amen. I just think we'll take me out before that gets here. But I've heard this man preach that God's with it in a mighty way. It's a blessing to see a man been saved longer than I've been alive. Been preaching longer than I am alive. Still standing for the Word of God. Amen. 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 That's right. I'm letting them sing. Y'all go right ahead. Anybody else got anything on your heart? I love you. Thank you for coming. I'd like to invite you back tonight. Listen, I mean this. I'd like to invite you back tonight at 5 o'clock. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be preaching again on the marriage. I'll be preaching tonight about the beauty of the marriage, and I'd like you to consider coming back tonight. Maybe you know someone that's having problems in a marriage. It'd be good to have them here tonight. A lot of people have no idea what a marriage is all about, but the Word of God discloses us what the marriage is. And I'll tell you what, we do well. Take heed, the Bible says, to the Word of God. It'll help you. I wish you'd consider coming back tonight. Maybe you know someone needs to hear something about the marriage tonight. Bring them with you tonight.
I'll have Steve. I thought you might be sick.
Could be. Yeah, we got a man that's going to come. He wants to rededicate his life, wants to get baptized. We'd be glad to help him in that respect any way we can. We're not nothing, but I'll tell you right now, I like helping people. I help anybody I can. But remember, Steve, I know he was sick last week, possibly still sick this morning. But he has a desire to come. He wants to rededicate his life. And I like that. I tell you what, buddy, I like people got a desire. I wish we had some people this morning had a desire. And anyway, anybody else got anything on your heart?
I love the Lord this morning. I thank Him for the blood. I thank Him for saving my soul.
Bless you, Mom.
And I wouldn't have my life
the other way. Man, I tell you what. I agree with what she said. I wouldn't have it no other way. Amen. Man, that's, I don't know how to say it, but the whole purpose of life is to get to Calvary, to get saved, and then go live. You know, right now you're just living for opportunity. Because you're dead in trespass and sin. You think you're alive, but really you're not. You've not just got one foot in the grave, you've got both feet in the grave. Pretty soon they're going to shut the lid. Someone had to do your funeral. They won't be able to go out with your family. No hope, no help. But I'll tell you what, I like Sister Molly. If I'd done her funeral, I could say this. She loved the Lord. She claimed the blood sufficient. Gone and graduated his life, gone to heaven. Gone to be with the one that loved and gave himself for her. I wouldn't have no problem at all doing anybody's funeral here unless it's lost. And I don't want to go through something like that. I've done it before. It's not pleasant. I'll tell you right now, it's hard to try to comfort someone when there's no comfort to offer. It's hard to try to, cater to a grieving family when you can't even give them a thread of hope. Without God, without hope in the world.
There's one thing about it. The devil's coming against us.
Oh, yeah.
But we got to fight.
Yeah.
We got one to stand for us.
Amen.
If we stand for him, he'll take us
through. Yes, he will, Molly. Amen.
I praise his holy name.
She said, we got one that'll stand for us. Amen. Yes, he will. He stood up for Stephen when he stoned him. He said, I see the Lord standing. You know why he's standing? He's getting ready to come down and whoop some hind end. But you know what Stephen said? He said, Lord, lay not this sin their charge. Jesus said, back down. I tell you right now, if he hadn't said, Lord, lay not this sin their charge, I got a feeling, you know, we might not be here today. I got a feeling, buddy, he had enough. Here's a man, all he did is preach the truth, and they stoned him. I'm going to shut up. I'm the world's worst going beyond the point of time.
There's one thing about it. We're going to be judged for every individual.
That's right. Every one of us.
If you want to serve him or not.
Every one of us.
I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm
going to
serve.
Amen. What Joshua said.
Me, I'm going to serve.
Amen. It's what Joshua said. He said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. He said, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. All right, I love you. Let's all stand. Brother Madden, would you please dismiss us for a word of prayer? Thank you for coming. Please come back tonight. Pray for us in the meantime.
Thank you, Lord, for helping us be here.